This Greenbelt conference is pretty big. This was a down year, and still about 25,000 people came to hear about the latest ideas and technology to make buildings that waste less energy, waste less water, and are better for the environment overall. Now, there are 900 exhibits at this conference, and I wondered, how do you make yourself stand out? I mean, you've got your signs, you've got your display, you've got your pitch for your idea or product already, but you're competing with 900 other ideas and products. So I went out on the floor to see what caught my eye, and immediately I found sometimes it's all in a name. The first person I talked to was Alex Reed.
Well, the original name of the company was HVLS Fan Company. It's an acronym for High Volume, Low Speed, which is the technology. Very boring, but very descriptive. So everybody just said, you all are the guys that make those big-ass fans, right? So, I mean, after a couple of years of that, we relented. You know, we said, let's just adopt it as our name, and then we adopted the ass mascot as well, Fanny, and the rest is history.
Your mascot's name is Fanny.
Yes, sir.
Fanny, of course, is a donkey, and the company also sends some of its profits to the Long Hopes Donkey Shelter in Colorado. They are big fans. A few aisles over, I saw this display of vases of lemons and limes sitting next to a toilet. I asked Eddie Wilcutt with Caroma USA, what's up with that demonstration?
Flushing efficiency of our products. Normally, standard U.S. toilet, Siphonic, has a 2-inch to 1/4-inch trapway. The Caroma toilets are a European washdown design with a 4-inch trapway. So if you've ever had to unclog a toilet, you know how frustrating that can be. So if we can flush lemons, limes, potatoes, tennis balls, we can make a point that you can get water efficiency and still get a good flush.
Yeah, Siphonic, trapways, efficiency. I want to see the lemons and limes. I hope he's not using this for anything else later. Most of these exhibits are kind of your standard signs and product stands. But suddenly, I turned a corner and I saw something like a willow forest or Spanish moss hanging from overhead. There were these natural wood stumps, dramatic lighting, all these beautiful strands of unfinished carpet fibers hanging from overhead. I mean, did somebody find a way to use sustainable wood fibers to make carpet? That would be impressive.
It's made out of nylon 6/6.
Wait, what?
Nylon. Synthetic. Made from petroleum products.
Not the sustainable natural fiber I was thinking about. But Diane O'Sullivan with Invista, makers of Antron Carpet, says it is sustainable.
Sustainability begins with products that last. So I want to sell you a fiber that will go into a commercial carpet that you'll buy and put in a hospital or a school or a corporate office that'll last as long as you need it to last, not have premature failure.
Can we recycle nylon?
Yes, you can. There's a lot of demand for nylon 6/6 in the recycled world, especially for engineering car parts as well as going into our fiber, back into our Antron Lumina with True Blend fiber technology.
All righty then. You'll hear strong arguments for a lot of products you wouldn't immediately think of as environmentally friendly. Yeah, some of it's just greenwashing, putting the best environmental spin on an old product, and some of it is not yet practical innovation that could show real promise for building efficiencies in the future. But this green building movement is becoming more widely accepted, and businesses can see the direction is not changing. I mean, some builders are reluctant to change sometimes, and probably won't until there's some government regulation that forces that change. But others are embracing this green build movement because to them, it just makes sense. Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.